to say to each and every one of us. And I pray, O Lord, that every time when your servant explains your word, you open his mind that he can understand your will. Open his ear that he can hear your voice. And open his eye that he can see the righteous one, the glorious one, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And open his mouth that he can explain to your children clearly. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In order for us to answer the question, should Paul go on to Jerusalem?
今天的主題是保羅應不應該上耶路撒冷，我們應該怎樣來到去回應這個題目呢?
If you just look at Acts chapter 21, without going all the way to Acts chapter 28, you will not be able to answer the question.
如果你只是看21章，而不是直接一路去到28章的時候，我們都不能夠解釋這個題目。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. He who answer without listening, he who answer before listening, that is his foolishness and his shame.
18章13節箴言書未曾聽完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
So don't answer the question.
所以不要回答這個問題。
Before you understand.
我們要完全的明白才再講。
Because there are three chapters I have to go through, so I have to go very quickly, and I hope that you buckle up your seatbelt and listen carefully.
我今天要講三章的經文，所以大家要坐定定，綁定那個seatbelt。 咁我哋咧一齊嚟到睇三章嘅聖經。
Acts chapter 21, verse 4, verse 3. After sailing Cyprus and passing to the south of it, we sailed on to Syria. We landed at Tyre, where our ship was to unload its cargo. So Paul is taking the cargo ship, using the time. While they are unloading the cargo and take the time to visit the disciple. Verse 4. Finding the disciple there, we stay with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. Verse 5. But when our time was up after 7 days, we left and continued on our way. All the disciples and their wife, children accompanied us out of the city, and there on the beach, we knelt to pray. After saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard the ship, and they returned home.
这里是21章第3节那里开始读。 望见塞浦路斯, 就从南边行过，往叙利亚去。我们就在推罗上岸，因为船要在那里卸货。这里保罗坐一个货柜船，那里要落货了。找着了门徒，他就趁着这个机会跟门徒来到去传福音，来到继续讲道。找着了门徒，就在那里住了7天。他们被圣灵感动，对保罗说， 不要上耶路撒冷去，过了这几天，我们就起身前行。他们众人同妻子儿女送我们到城外，我们都跪在岸上祷告，彼此辞别。我们上了船，他们就回家去了。
Verse 7. We continue our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greet the brother and stay with them for a day, only 1 day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stay at the house of Philip. That Philip is one of the 7 deacons in Acts chapter 6. Stay at the house of Philip, the evangelist, one of the seven. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. Verse 10. After we have been there for a number of days, how many days? We don't know. A number of days. A prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hand and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit said, in this way, the Jews of Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to Gentiles." When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." When he would not dissuade, we gave up and said, "The Lord's wills will be done. The Lord's will be done." Verse 15. After this, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. And he was a man from Cyprus and one of the earliest disciples.
第七节，我们从推罗行进了水路，来到多利买，就问那里的弟兄安，和他们同住了一日，只是一天啫。第二天我们离开那里，来到海撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓利家里。这个腓利呢，就是使徒行传第六章那个腓利，和他同住，他是那七个执事里的一个，他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。我们在那里多住了几天，这里呢住了几多日呢我们就不清楚了，但是住了几日。有一个先知名叫阿加布，从犹太下来，到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上自己的手脚，说：圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人手里。我们和那本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。保罗说：你们为什么这样痛哭，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。保罗既不听劝，我们便住了口，只说：愿主的旨意成就。愿主的旨意成就，便了。过了几日，我们收拾行李上耶路撒冷去，在海撒利亚的几个门徒和我们同去，带我们到一个久违门徒的家里，叫我们与他同住。他名叫拿孙，是塞浦路斯人。
I want to go back to Acts chapter 21, verse 4 and verse 12.
我想翻翻转头《使徒行传》二十一章第四节。
Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem, but Paul keep on going on to Jerusalem.
呢度佢话佢哋劝剔叫留住，叫佢唔好翻，叫保罗唔好去到耶路撒冷嗰度。
Do they love Paul?
佢哋爱保罗吗？
Definitely.
肯定啦。
Because all the disciples and their wife and children accompanied us out of the city, and there on the beach, we knelt to pray. After saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard the ship and go on to Jerusalem, and they returned home.
因为那些众人和妻子和儿女送保罗地去到城外，他们都跪在岸上来到祷告，彼此辞别。我们上了船，他们就回家去了。
A lot of disciples.
很多的门徒。
When they found out that Paul do not listen to them.
当他们知道保罗不听劝的时候。
And they don't follow Paul.
他们就没有跟随保罗了。
And yet all these disciples are acting differently.
所有这些门徒他们有不同的行动作为。
They still follow Paul.
他们仍然跟随保罗。
They give advice to Paul, urge Paul not to go on to Jerusalem.
他们都要求保罗不要去到耶路撒冷。
But Paul did not listen to him.
保罗没有听劝。
And they still accompany Paul.
他们仍然跟随着保罗。
Bring their wives.
带保罗。
Bring their children.
带妻子儿女。
And to say goodbye to them.
同保罗来到去告别辞别。
To Paul and his companion.
同他们来到辞别。
Go to verse 12.
十二节。
In verse 12, when we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem.
我们和那本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。
What have they heard?
他们听到什么？
They heard in verse 11,They heard the Holy Spirit said, in this way, the Jews of Jerusalem will bind Paul. Paul is the owner of this belt and will hand Paul over to the Gentiles. When they heard what the Holy Spirit said, and then we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem.
他们听到什么？他们听到第十一节讲，圣灵说，圣灵说，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，这个腰带的主人就是保罗，把他交在外邦人的手里。
Did the Holy Spirit tell Paul not to go?
圣灵有没有叫保罗不要去呢？
The Holy Spirit in here didn't say that Paul you should not go. The Holy Spirit only say the owner of this bell.Will be bound up by the leader of the Jews in Jerusalem. You understand?
圣灵他没有叫到保罗，你不应该去。这个圣灵只是提到这个腰带的主人会将他交在外邦人的手里。
And in Acts chapter 21, verse 11, what the Holy Spirit has said to them through the prophet Agabus.What the Holy Spirit said to all of them through the prophet Agabus is no different than what the Holy Spirit warned Paul in Acts chapter 20, verse 20 to 24.
这里圣灵他同这个阿加布预言的一样，就是圣灵同呢個《使徒行傳》二十章二十至二十四節講嘅預言係一模一樣。
我話聖靈喺呢度二十一章第十一節所講嘅説話，同聖靈藉住阿加布呢個先知向嗰班弟兄姊妹所講嘅説話，同聖靈向保羅所講嘅説話。在《使徒行传》第二十章廿二至廿四节是没有分别。我读出来，二十章廿二至廿四节。And now compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warned me that prison.And hardship are facing me. The Holy Spirit warned Paul, but doesn't mean the Holy Spirit tell Paul not to go. He just tell him ahead of time, there's going to be prison and hardship ahead of you. You're going to prepare your mind, prepare yourself to face the difficulty, brother and sister. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Verse 24, however,I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
这里《使徒行传》二十章二十二节至到二十四节，现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
When Paul landed at Tyre, stayed there for 7 days, and they accommodated them. They loved Paul and his companions. And then, because through the verse in verse 4, through the Spirit revelation, in other words, the Holy Spirit gonna warn the disciple there and let them know ahead of time, Paul, this servant of God, when he go up to Jerusalem, he will face prison and hardship and affliction. Because of this revelation, then they say, Paul, I don't want you to suffer. I don't want you to go. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? People don't understand. You know what? Too many people, they read the Bible, they only read one verse. When they read chapter 21, they forget what is recorded in chapter 20, right? And then they draw the conclusion. Say, oh, Paul is very stubborn. He's a proud man. Don't ever say things like that. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. He who answers before listening carefully why he's doing what he's doing. If you give advice before listening carefully, your advice is a bad advice. That shows your folly. That shows your shame because you do not know God's will. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
在这里第四节，他这里讲到保罗他们去到推罗的地方住了七日，那些的门徒他们被圣灵感动，就对保罗说，你们不要去到叫保罗不要去到耶路撒冷。但是保罗已经知道他会前面遇到这些捆锁和坏难，所以很多弟兄姊妹，当我们看第十二章的时候，我们已经忘记了二十章讲什么。所以很多人看到第二十一章的时候，他就会作一个概论，他说保罗是一个很骄傲的人，他不听劝，他是一个很自骄的人，自傲的人。所以箴言书跟我们讲，十八章第十三节，未曾听原先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Brother and sister, before you give advice to another brother and sister, you better be sure you know what you're talking about. Or else, you remain silent. You should say, let the Lord's will be done. You understand? Don't ever give advice. Because you know what? When you give advice, they don't listen to you, and you feel upset. And you sin against God. You understand? Don't give advice unless you know what you're talking about. But they don't know what they're talking about. Okay?
所以很多时候弟兄姊妹，我们要给这些的劝戒弟兄姊妹的时候，我们很多时候要真的肯定我们自己给人家的意见是什么。如果不是呢，我们不如就闭口不言更好。所以我们很多时候应该跟弟兄姊妹说，愿主的旨意成就。如果你给听劝弟兄姊妹的时候，他又不听你说，你就生气，你生气了之后呢，就反而得罪了神都不知道。
I want you to write beside Acts chapter 21, 4 and 12. I want you to write down Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 all the way to 25. Matthew 16, 21 to 25.
弟兄姊妹，你喺呢个嘅《使徒行传》二十一章第四节同埋十二节嘅侧边，你写低《马太福音》十六章二十一至到二十五节。
You know what? Don't ever think when you read the Bible, you understand all the time. You may not understand unless you investigate, unless you search. Otherwise, your interpretation will be wrong. You understand? I read that to you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciple that he must go on to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elder, chief priest, and teacher of the law. And I believe when Jesus tell his disciple, explain to his disciple, it's through the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit revealed to Jesus that he's going to suffer in Jerusalem, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke Jesus. "Never, Lord," he said. "And this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have the mind. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man." Then Jesus said to his disciple, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it."
第21节那里，马太福音十六章，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。我相信主耶稣他是被圣灵充满，然后他讲出这一段的说话。彼得就拉着他，劝他说，应该是讲到是责备主耶稣，这样讲，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Anyone, including the disciple, anyone, including the apostle Peter, if his mind are controlled by his sinful nature, then that is dead. But the mind controlled by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that is life and peace. As it is recorded in Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
哪一个人，这个呢，包括了主耶稣的门徒，如果他们是被这些的，自己的肉体邪情私欲控制的时候，就是死。哪一个人被圣灵所控制的，就有生命和平安，是在罗马书八章六节那里记载。
If we call ourselves disciples, that means we are the one who hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. But doesn't mean that when we hear what the Holy Spirit has said and we follow. Sometimes we hear the Holy Spirit said and we oppose the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? They oppose the Holy Spirit. Fortunately, they oppose the Holy Spirit and yet they still follow Paul. You understand? Some people oppose the Holy Spirit and then they depart from Paul. You understand?
很多时候我们叫我们自己是门徒的时候，我们就应该是听从圣灵的带领。如果我们跟随圣灵的带领的时候，我们就不会来到去叛逆保罗。好像这里的事件发生的时候，有人叛逆圣灵的带领，但是有一些人仍然跟随保罗，但是有一些人就离开了保罗了。
I want you to write it down in your Bible. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. Write that down. Whatever Jesus say through the Holy Spirit. Am I right? And then, verse 22. Whatever Peter answered, Peter answered, say, never, Lord. And he rebuked Lord Jesus. How dare he rebuke Jesus? He thought he is right. And yet he's filled with Satan. You understand? Don't ever tell me you are better than Peter. So when you read Acts chapter 21, through the Spirit, the disciple urged Paul not to go. Don't ever tell me this is right. This is wrong. You understand? This is wrong. And Dr. Luke is so humble. And then later on in verse 11 and verse 12, Dr. Luke is one of them, pleaded with Paul not to go. That kind of pleading is not from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did not stop Paul going. The Holy Spirit only warned Paul, hey, prepare your mind, prepare yourself to suffer for Jesus. He didn't say, you shouldn't go. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit urged him to go. Where does it say, Pastor John? In Acts chapter 20, verse 22. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem. That's the will of the Lord. You understand? To finish the race, to finish the task. They stopped Paul to do God's job. Anyone, his mind is controlled by your sinful nature, you are the one who sins against God. Any mind who is controlled by the Holy Spirit, follow what the Holy Spirit say and do exactly what the Holy Spirit say, there's peace and there's life. Am I right? You try to save your own life because of the sinful nature, the end result is death. He who loses his life for me will gain the life and find life. Does it make sense? Okay.
在这个第马太福音第十六章那里，你们21节那里，如果我们看到这里，主耶稣他很肯定是被圣灵充满，他才讲出这些说话。跟着第22节，我们就看到保罗他、彼得他反而来到责备主耶稣，他说万不可如此。那我们可以看到呢，这个保罗呢，这个彼得呢，他就来到去这么大胆来到责备主耶稣。我们可以看得到呢，这里是主耶稣被圣灵充满，而彼得呢，他是被邪灵来到充满。好像这里第《使徒行传》第21章他那里讲到、这里呢、啲弟兄姊妹嚟到勸戒保羅，苦勸保羅唔好上耶路撒冷，甚至咧路加醫生佢自己都係咁樣嚟到勸戒，但係佢勸戒唔到嘅時候，佢都跟隨住保羅一齊嚟到去到耶路撒冷。我哋可以證明得到，保羅咧佢係被聖靈所充滿。我哋翻轉頭睇20章22節嗰度，我哋講到話，現在。这里保罗说往耶路撒冷去，深甚迫切，不知道在哪里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。这里呢，他只是圣灵只是警告了保罗，他没有叫保罗没去，他只是警告了保罗，说定给保罗听，前面会有捆锁和患难来到等待我。所以我們弟兄姊妹，這裡呢，保羅他自己都講到他 要行完主耶穌為他預備的路程，成就我從主耶穌所領受的職事，證明神恩惠的福音。我們很多時按著我們肉體行事，我們就沒有順服神。我們按著聖靈來到行事的時候，我們就會跟著聖靈所帶領，做聖靈要我們所做的事，我们就会有生命和平安跟随着我们。
Okay, 有问题。I don't quite understand. Could you say one more time? Say in English? Yeah. Okay. Not only go to Jerusalem, you go there to die. Okay, not just going there. Go there to die. Okay, and then 3 days later he'll be resurrected. Okay, and then? Not the disciple, only Peter tell him not to go. The other people, they don't say anything. Because Peter thinking that, because 1616, Peter was so filled with the Holy Spirit, moved by the Heavenly Father, and telling Peter that Jesus is the Christ, Jesus is the Son of the Most High God. 5 minutes ago, he was moved by the Holy Spirit. 5 minutes ago, he's controlled by the sinful nature of his own flesh, okay? Selfish ambition, thinking that he's King Kong. You know, he know better than Jesus. We build Jesus. No, never, never, Lord, you know? That is his way of doing things all the time, okay? This is a parallel to Paul, but one thing is different is, I tell you why. I want you to write it down, Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Then Paul answered, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ go to Jerusalem to die. And Paul say, I'm willing to die over there too. Okay? And I want you to write it down, Acts chapter 20, verse 19. And Paul say that, I serve the Lord with great humility and tears, although I was severely tested by the plot of the Jews. Paul could have said, you Satan, back behind my back, okay? Get out of me. Paul served God with great humility and with tears. And he knows this guy, they love him. With good intention, okay? And Paul could have, you know what? I tell you one thing. If Paul listened to that guy, all Paul writing, go down to drink, because I'm going to prove that to you, okay? Let me tell you one thing. If you are greatly used by God, Satan going to test you to the very, very extreme and want you to fall and discredit all your writing, discredit all your preaching, and then your preaching will be of no use. Okay?
使徒行传第二十章第十九节，保罗话：服侍主凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。可以呢度保罗佢自己知道，呢啲弟兄姊妹对佢咁嘅想挽留佢唔好去耶路撒冷，系出于好意。如果保罗听劝咗嘅时候，保罗之后所写嗰啲嘅书信咧，完全系冇效用噶啦。所以我哋好多时，我哋要被神大大使用嘅时候，撒旦魔鬼会嚟到去试探我哋、试炼我哋。佢希望我哋跌倒，以致我哋所写嘅嘢咧就冇呢个效用啦。
Now listen to me very carefully. The Holy Spirit did not say Paul going to die there. The Holy Spirit only say there are prison and affliction and suffering ahead of you. Not only in Jerusalem, in every city you go.Paul make up his mind. Doesn't matter whether I die in Jerusalem or die in another city. He know he's going to die anyway. Isn't it Jesus tell us to die? According to Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and 25. If anyone want to come after me, he must deny himself and carry his own cross and follow me. If anyone want to try to save his own life, don't want to die, you end up losing your life. If anyone lose his life for me,For the gospel, he found life. Paul know that. Paul know that doesn't matter in Jerusalem or any other city. Paul could have said, okay, if I go to Jerusalem, I suffer, then I don't go to Jerusalem. Or you go to Ephesus, you go to another place, you're going to suffer anyway. Do you understand? You're going to suffer. He made up his mind. He knows God's will. You understand? That guy is so filled with the Holy Spirit. No, throughout the Bible say dying, because he preaching dying.
Yeah, okay. In a sense, okay, the Holy Spirit did not say that you will die, okay? But the Holy Spirit is only saying that, okay, if you care one moment, okay, you prepare to suffer. Of course, okay, who knows, okay, whether you die or not die.
Okay, let me explain to you. Book of Act. What is Act? Act means the act of the apostle. What the apostle have done. What they have done is not through their own strength. What they have done is through the power of the Holy Spirit. When Paul say what he say, he didn't say of his own flesh. He say what Jesus want him to say. He say what the Holy Spirit want him to say. But all the other disciples are saying of their own flesh, not of the Holy Spirit. You understand? That's the difference between Paul and the other people. He's the leader. Okay? If you don't see that, there's nothing I can do. You take a look at the Apostle Peter in Matthew chapter 16. 16:16 is so good. He's so filled with the Holy Spirit. Say the right thing. And 16:22, he's so filled with the Satan. He say what Satan want him to say. You understand what I'm trying to say? But when you go to Acts chapter 4, Peter was so filled with the Holy Spirit, chapter 4, verse 8. He said, should I follow you or follow God? I follow God. You follow God, you better prepare yourself to suffer. That's the whole point, unto death too. You understand what I'm trying to say? The Peter in Acts is so filled with the Holy Spirit. And what Dr. Luke painted the picture is, A, follow Peter in Acts, not in Matthew 16. Follow Paul in Acts chapter 21, 22. You understand what I'm trying to say? When you see Peter in the Act, you see Jesus. When you see Paul in the Act, you see Jesus. That's why Paul saying that in Galatians, not that I live, but Jesus live in me. If Jesus live in me, what does it mean? I say what Jesus say. I walk the path of Jesus. I do what Jesus want me to do. Am I right? That is what it really means. Otherwise, why do I even bother reading the book of Acts? If he's so filled with his own flesh, do his own thing, I don't need to read the Bible. It do me no good. You understand? The other disciples are controlled by their own flesh. They don't want to die. They don't want to die. That's why they urge Paul, don't do that. Okay? And I'm glad Paul do not listen to them. I'm even glad that even though Paul not willing to be dissuaded by them, and yet they still follow Paul. That's good. That's what we're supposed to follow. You understand? People are proud and say, oh, you're a proud man. You're so proud. I depart from you. I'm not going to follow you. You know who's going to lose? You're going to lose. You are the loser, not Paul. Okay? This is good stuff. But unfortunately, you know, it's already, you know, half an hour to explain, you know, just a few sentences, right? Because, you know what? Our mind is so stubborn. We think we are right. Very difficult to dissuade. And then we think, oh, Paul is the same way. No, I'm sorry. Paul is not like that. You are like that. He's not like that. Okay?
这个使徒行传，什么为之使徒行传呢？就是把那些使徒所做的事记录了下来，我们就为之使徒行传。好像如果我们听保罗听劝的时候，我们就是，
不懂看圣经的人啊，有人问我啊，他圣灵感动这些门徒而已，叫保罗不要去，为什么保罗还要去呢？去完之后又被人打，都没事做到。所以我说你要看圣经啊，不要只看21章，翻翻20章，我对比去到28章，你看到，哇，这个人是 doing God's work. When he say, I run not my own race, his ways. I do not my task, but his task. Right? He meant what he say. He's a good man because he's so filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们可以看到彼得在马太福音16章16节的时候，彼得他就被圣灵充满，但是一去到22节的时候，他就被撒旦邪灵所充满，他想制止耶稣不要去耶路撒冷。但是去回使徒行传第4章的时候，彼得又再一次被圣灵充满，他都是预备了自己为这个道来到去牺牲他自己，甚至于死。在这个的彼得军事，在这个的使徒行传，他就是被圣灵充满，而保罗他在这个的使徒行传，他都是亦都是被圣灵充满。所以我们当我们看这个的使徒行传的时候，我们就不要被我们的肉体，如果我们被我们的肉体邪情所充满的时候，我们就会导致我们去死亡。
Okay, let's go to assuming, okay?Assuming Paul take the advice of all these disciples in verse 4, and also take the advice of the disciple in verse 12. You know what? If you want to take the advice of people, you can also use Bible to convince yourself. Oh, the Bible say if there are two or more witnesses, you better listen, right?The Bible say you got to humble, you know, and listen to the other people's advice, then you'll be a wise man.Okay, Paul said, now I listen to their advice. Assuming that, okay? Now, assuming that, then I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians. Okay? If you listen to that, Satan wants him to listen to that. Okay?
譬如假如呢，保罗听劝了，好像在第12章，他听劝了这些人，他不想耶路撒冷。很多时候呢，我们劝诫人家，我们说如果有两三个见证人的时候，你就要来到去听劝。同埋咧，聖經亦都教導我哋嚟到去謙卑。如果你謙卑，你聽呢啲有智慧嘅人嚟到聽勸。譬如假如佢保羅真係聽勸咗嘅時候，我而家又同你哋睇下哥林多前書點樣講。
All his writing go down to drink. Chapter 2, verse 2. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus is the Christ. Jesus Christ is, that means Jesus is the Christ.And him crucified. What did Paul know?
Here, 第哥林多前书二章二节，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣，耶稣就是基督，并他钉十字架。呢度保罗佢知道乜嘢
？He preached two things.
讲两样的东
西。Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣是基督。
That means Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣被圣灵所充满。
If he preached about that,
他要传这样东西的时候，
he also preached to the whole world.
他也都向全世界宣告，
we Christian,
我们基督徒，
need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们也都要被圣灵所充满。
Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣是基督。
What does it mean?
咩意思咧
？Jesus is so filled with the word of God.
耶稣系被神自己嘅话语所充满。
That's why Paul say that.
保罗亦都咁讲。
Colossians 3:16.
哥罗西书。
We all have to be filled with the word of God.
我哋亦都系要被神嘅话语所充满。
And Ephesians 5:18, we all have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If Jesus is the Christ, we Christian got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We got to be filled with the Word of God. Follow Jesus.
耶稣是基督，我哋基督徒嘅时候亦都要被圣灵所充满，被主嘅话语上充满。
And if we preach Jesus crucified,
你系传耶稣被钉十字架
，so that we have eternal life.
我哋有永生。
You also have to preach.You have to be crucified too.
你自己都要嚟到去被钉呢个十字架。
So that you will receive glory from God.
以致你得着神嘅荣耀。
Where does it say?
喺边度讲咧
？Galatians.
加拉太书。
Chapter 2:20.
二章二十节。
2:21. Where does it say? Galatians 6:14. In these two places, Paul saying that I.Crucified with Jesus. If you talk about Jesus crucified, you yourself don't crucify, you are not fit to preach the gospel. You preach Jesus Christ crucified, you preach Paul yourself crucified too.
你讲到主耶稣基督要钉十字架，如果你自己唔钉十字架嘅时候，你就冇呢个嘅资格嚟到去讲呢个嘅道理。
And Paul not only talk about Jesus crucified.
耶稣被钉十字架。
He himself crucified.
保罗自己亦都要钉十字架。
And then Paul say that you all the people, all believer.
你所有嘅信徒们。
5:24-25. All of you has to be crucified.
我哋所有嘅人亦都要嚟到去被钉十字架。
And then Paul also say that.
保罗亦都讲。
The world, don't love the world. The world has to be crucified.
唔好爱世界，呢个世界亦都要被钉上。
You know what? If Paul listened to their advice, not going up to Jerusalem, not to suffer, all this writing is a vain talk. Paul saying that in 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk; it's a matter of power. You do it. You don't do it, you get no power. You do it, you experience the power. And then.Chapter 4:17, he said that my way of life, I carry the cross, is inconsistent, agree with my way of preaching, my way of teaching. When I teach, I do it myself. When I tell you to go to suffer for Jesus, you yourself don't suffer, 打咗灯转右睇, come on, you are not qualified. You know what? You know why Peter is not qualified to write the Bible?He only repent when he is old. And Paul repent very young. Can you see what I see? Satan wanted to discredit him. And using the brotherly love, Paul, you know, you are good, you know. Don't go, don't do that, right? You don't do that, all your writing, go down to drink.
保罗亦都系讲神嘅国不在乎言语，
唔使讲乜嘢啦。Moses 系 TD Bank 嘅 mortgage provider， 耶 ，he himself go to RBC 攞 mortgage。Your business， you get no business。I tell you， do you understand what I'm trying to say？ You sell Toyota and then you yourself driving a Mercedes Benz。Come on， give me a break。Do you understand what I'm trying to say？好多人打咗灯转右睇都唔知道自己讲啲咩嘢。They don't even know what they're talking about。同我讲 ，Paul is very stubborn。I don't want to follow Paul。I want to follow Peter。I want to follow Peter。He's gentle。Gentle。Paul is more gentle than Peter。Well, what can I say? You know, people they don't study the Bible. They don't hide God's word within their heart, and then they make comment. They give advice.You know, that's why Paul say, as I serve the Lord, I serve the Lord with great humility and with tear. 看见那些人这样做法了，心里面 upper, 心很 upper, 他都不了解 我所说的东西，很 sad 而已，讲了很多次都不明白，为什么讲来讲去不明 其實就冇背到聖經，唔知道聖經講咩嘢，以為話 no， your interpretation is wrong， all the other pastor is wrong， only you are right。 No， all Luke is wrong， all other followers wrong， only Paul is right。 Yes， that's what I mean。 But he still humble himself。 He didn't explain， because explain you won't understand it anyway， right？ When it, you know what， when you are mature you look at that， wow， I say wow， Paul， good manHe's the one, you know, he dared to say, you know what he say? He say, follow me, because I follow Jesus Christ. He's fit to say that. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Otherwise, he's not fit to say. I'm going to erase that. I'm going to erase all these Bible verses. You understand? Now I can lift up these Bible verses, because Paul did it. Follow me, because I follow the example of Jesus Christ.He's a good man. Everybody say?
Amen.
我用成半個鐘頭嚟解釋一個 statement. Should he go? Should he not go? 我啲嗰啲 argument reasoning 仲未出嚟啊，仲有好多。所以睇聖經啊，真係要你打醒十二個精神嚟睇聖經。唔好當你好攰嗰陣時睇，哦啊，感謝神，我睇咗聖經。睇完聖經都唔知佢講咩嘢 ，Adam 仲更加 stubborn。A lot of people getting stubborn, just like Jewish people. They are very stubborn. Okay? 彼得冇咁，彼得唔夠膽講啊。Follow me because I follow Jesus Christ. Paul said twice in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and then chapter 11.And he say in chapter 3 of Philippi, he say all throughout all his writing. And then you know what he say? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 37. If you think you are a prophet, if you think you are a spiritual man, you should know my teaching, my writing is the Lord's will, is the Lord's command. Because he's so filled with the Holy Spirit. He's not saying what he wants to say.He said what Jesus wanted him to say. He's completely compelled by the Holy Spirit. He's bound by the Holy Spirit. He has no room for his own flesh. Everything that he said is filled by the Holy Spirit. He is the example for us to follow. Am I right? When you have room to go, yeah, we're going to turn around. We're going to do our own thing, you know. He's so bound. He has no choice, man. He's so good. That guy is so good.You know what? If you don't study the Bible, you don't even know how good it is. He didn't need to explain, really. I mean, if you're a spiritual man, you study it, I say, wow, man. Oh, man, this guy, you know, he really served God with great humility. Great humility and with tear. Okay?
好像保罗他大大的被圣灵充满他自己都没有这些比肉體流地步的地步，所以他說他服侍主是凡事謙卑，眼中流淚。
Whenever you preach Jesus is the Christ, that means you have to follow Jesus to be filled with the Word of God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Whenever you preach Jesus Christ crucified, you have to prepare your mind that you yourself who preach that, you have to carry the cross. And then you convince other people to carry the cross.And then you say, the world has to be crucified too. Anyone who loves the world, the love of God is not in you, right? If you don't love God, curse be to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 20. I don't want to be cursed. You know what I mean? That guy, he knows what he's talking about. He's a good man. You know what? In Acts chapter 21, he has already written 1 Corinthians already. It's not after the fact.He has written already, and all these people in Jerusalem, they don't even read that his writing, and then criticize him. No, not very many. They don't understand Paul. You know why? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, because I have the mind of Jesus. I have the mind of Jesus. I understand what Jesus wants me to do. I'm just fulfilling my duty. I'm going to explain.Every word that he say, so that you know, wow, that guy is different from any other pastor. This guy is different from any other apostle. It's totally different. You know, just like Jesus Christ wanted to sell the product, and he put the showcase in the window, and let every people see Paul. When you see Paul, Paul say, "You don't see me, you see Christ lifted in me." Galatians 2:20. I die already with Jesus. The life that I live for Jesus. Jesus in me. And then Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through him who give me strength. I mean, that guy's totally different from all other people, man. Don't misunderstand him, you know. You know what? If all these other people try to dissuade Paul not to go up to Jerusalem, if they are so good, they should be able to write the gospel. They should be able to write the scripture. And only Dr. Luke write, because he humbled himself. He saw his foolishness and dissuade Paul. You understand? And then he recorded every important statement that Paul made so that we can understand. He saw his foolishness. He's humble. When you serve God with great humility and with tears, God uses you. God uses you. Okay? Amen? Let's turn to, because I want to go to 21 to 23, right? Keep going. Acts chapter 21, the latter part. Now, Paul, not willing to be persuaded by all his followers. And fortunately, all his followers still follow him. But then when he go to Jerusalem, totally different story. You know what? All these people in Jerusalem, they are stubborn. They put one foot on the Old Testament, one foot in the New Testament, and they say they believe in Jesus. And what I really mean is, they still thinking that doing certain things can make you holy. But Paul write that down in Romans chapter 4, verse 20. No one can be righteous in God's sight by observing the law. Paul has written Romans already when they face the Jerusalem, because before Paul go to Rome, he write the book to them. Let them know what's the true gospel. And they try to tell Paul to do the righteous thing according to the Old Testament, purification. You understand? Do you know why Jesus Christ allowed the temple to be destroyed? The temple only symbolized the body of Jesus Christ. The temple itself cannot make you holy. You obey God's word, obey the gospel, that make you holy. But Paul is so humble, he served God with great humility. Whatever people tell them in Jerusalem, they are elders, they are James. The James is the one who write the book of James. At that time, James hasn't even write the book of James. Okay? As a matter of fact, Paul indirectly rebuked James in Acts, in his writing. In his writing, second chapter of Galatians, publicly rebuilt Peter. Indirectly rebuilt James. Called James circumcision group. So God like Adam. Still thinking that circumcision. You know what Paul say in Galatians chapter 5, chapter 6? Circumcision or not circumcision mean nothing. What really count is your life has to be changed. Prove your life has to be changed by your love. They don't have that. Do this, do that, and thinking that I'm holy. No, you're not still, you're not holy. You obey God, then you become holy. Just like what Jesus said. John chapter 15, verse 3. Now that you hear my word, now you purify. Now you are cleansed. You obey him, then you cleanse. Not purification. Shave the head and become clean. I can keep shaving the head every day. Am I a holy man? You know what I mean? They come Jewish people, they get stuck. 信了主都, don't get stuck. They get stuck, Paul don't explain. You want me to do that? That thing is not important? I just do it. You know what? At the end, purification has to be 7 days. And then on the 8th day, then you become holy. Jesus Christ don't even allow him to be holy through this way. On the 7th day, 7 days near, and take Paul away. You understand? That means all their advice are garbage. You don't make Paul holy by purification like this, shaving head and all that, right? All their advice are garbage. If your advice is good, God will make sure that Jesus Christ will make sure that Paul fulfilled that, so that all the other followers follow Paul doing that, shave the head and make it holy, right? I'm glad that 7 days near, Jesus Christ take him away to the riot, right? This gospel, very powerful. It's good stuff. I encourage you, brother and sister, listen to me. Chapter 21 all the way to 28, the 9th chapter. Read it in one setting. You know how to read it? Turn on the internet. Let them read it to you. In English, let them read it to you in Cantonese. And you read it a few times, you say, wow, Paul's a good man. He will suffer, he will not die there. Because the Holy Spirit warned him already. Holy Spirit did not say that he will die. Yep. Yep. That's why the more you have God's word within your heart, the more bold you are. You'll be very courageous. You know that. You know what happened. And besides, you know what? And Jesus carried him through. He goes through a lot of difficult situations, and then he still goes through. And you read that and say, wow, God is in behind. God protecting this servant. God is protecting this servant for a greater task to be done. The book of Ephesians hasn't been written. Thessalonica hasn't been written. Colossians hasn't been written. You know, 1st and 2nd Timothy hasn't been written. Titus, the book hasn't been written. Philemon, book hasn't been written. He still has to be greatly used by God. God's going to protect him. You understand? He's a good man. He followed God. God appeared to him. He followed God. God protect him. That's good stuff. I like that. You know? Act is good. Act is good. So how God protect his servant all the way until he finished his task. Okay, Acts chapter 20, verse 13. Read that. We went on ahead on the ship and sailed for Assos, where we were going to take Paul aboard. Oh, I'm sorry. Acts chapter 21, verse 17. When we arrived at Jerusalem, the brother received us warmly. The next day, Paul and the rest of us went to see James, and all the elders were present. And Paul greeted them and reported in detail what God has done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard this, they praised God. That's good. And then later on say, then they said to Paul, that is bad. Then they said to Paul, listen what they say to Paul. You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law. I want you to write beside, zealous for the law. Yes, Paul acknowledged that, because when Paul write the book of Romans, Jewish people are zealous for the law, but they are lack of knowledge. You're zealous for the law, it's not good enough. You're zealous for the law, but you don't understand God's will. I want you to write it down. Romans 10, verse 1 to 4. You know what? You just read Acts chapter 21 from 17 all the way to 26, you thought this is a good advice. Don't follow that. This is a lousy advice. I tell you why this is a lousy advice. Although their advice is from James, although this advice is from all the elders of Jerusalem, although they are all Christian, but all this advice are against the Bible, against the gospel. I want you to write it down. Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. Brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for the Israelite is this, is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Zealous is not good enough. Zealous has to be based on knowledge. Knowledge of the word of God, knowledge of God. Since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God, and they sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. And Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. He not only himself don't believe, all these elders, and they forced Paul to do the same. Could you read that?
第罗马书第十章一至到四节，弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
Verse 21, they have been informed.All the elders in Jerusalem, and including James, they have been informed that you teach, Paul teach all the Jews who live among the Gentiles to turn away from Moses. Hey, Paul never do that. And telling them not to circumcise their children or live according to our custom. That is nonsense. Let's take a look at what 1 Corinthians is doing, okay? You know what?Listen to me carefully. If any people say, I was informed, so-and-so say that you do this, when someone say that, that means they agree with what they say. They disagree with Paul. Do you understand? But they're using other people to say, oh, we were informed that you do this. If I don't believe in it, I don't even mention it. I think this is garbage. Let's prove it. Go to 1 Corinthians.Chapter 7. They find it, they, right?
Okay. 第二十一章第二十一节，他们听见人说，你教训一切在外邦的犹太人离弃摩西，对他们说，不要给孩子行割礼，也不要遵行条规。呢度佢讲到话系人哋话俾佢听嘅，其实如果佢哋其实就系唔信，如果佢哋佢信嘅时候，佢唔会讲呢啲嘢嘅。而加上保罗佢都冇讲过呢啲嘅说话。
Take a look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 17. Nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is the rule I lay down in all churches. Was a man already circumcised? That means if you are Jews, when he was called, he should not become uncircumcised.Was a man uncircumcised, mean Gentile believer? When he was called, he should not be circumcised. 意思就是说，如果你是犹太人，受了割礼，就继续咯，你就是割礼的人咯。你是外邦人，你不需要受割礼，你不要去受割礼咯。他这样说，他不是违背摩西的律法。感谢神，他已经写了哥林多前书，感谢神。不是 after the fact, right? 这些人不看圣经就争吵咯，所有都是，所以 你 serve God, 你一定 serve God with great humility and with tears, okay? Now keep listening, verse 19. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's command is what counts. You have to be a new man. If you're a new man, then you obey God, right? Love one another. Verse 20. Each one should remain in the situation which he was in when God called him. Were you a slave when you were called? Don't let it trouble you. Although if you can gain your freedom, do so. Verse 22. For he who was a slave when he was called by the Lord is the Lord's free man. Similarly, he who is a free man when he was called is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become a slave of other men. Brother, each man as responsibly to God should remain in the situation God called him to. He didn't say that. Did he tell the people, disobey Moses? You know, people criticize, this is really sad, you know. 但那個領袖來的嘛，那些個個聽領袖講嘛，好慘啊！所以佢好lonely啊，呢個人好lonely啊，好lonely啊佢啊，所以保羅好lonely啊，嗰啲人唔係貴啊。但保羅好humble啊，你要我做嗰樣嘢都唔係重要。 And then I read you another Bible verses. Go to 9. He's so humble. Okay. Go to 9. I read that to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. But the fact of the matter is, how you know what, you try to call your friend who call themselves Christian, ask them, should Paul go to Jerusalem? I can guarantee you, 99.99% say Paul should not go. This is what's the church happening. Okay, you even ask the pastor, you call them. He say, some Bible I don't quite understand. Could you explain to me, should Paul go or should Paul not go? All these people are persuade him not to go. Urge him, plead with him. Is he a stubborn man? I can guarantee to you to say, oh, he's really stubborn. Okay? Don't follow him. Listen to what Paul said. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. Though I am free and belongs to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone. And he make himself to be a slave to the elder, to James, to win as many as possible. It's to win the weak people. They are so weak. You understand? That time is not the time to teach them. If they want to be taught, they have to reach 1 Corinthians themselves alone. You understand? And then verse 20. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law. Want him to shave his head? He shaved his head. Want him to pay that? He paid that. Okay? To those under the law, I become like one under the law. Though I myself is not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I become like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but are under Christ's law, that is love, so as to win those not having the law. All he's doing is trying to win soul. To the weak, I become weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means, I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its blessing. They are so stubborn and they don't understand. If Paul don't listen, and Paul will not be able to save them. You know what happened? Later on, Peter read every book that Paul writing. And then Peter say things like that. Some of the writing is difficult to understand. That means he acknowledged, Peter acknowledged that. God give him special wisdom and knowledge to Paul to write that. And I myself, when I read it, I don't understand some. But some people don't understand and they distort the truth. These are the elders. They distort it. And Paul and Peter say, if you distort it, you'll be destroyed. And Paul don't have to say that. Peter say it on his behalf. That's good. 等人稱讚你,不要自己自稱。 等人稱讚你, you know? Peter 剛剛被保羅罵完,他都還說保羅對,這樣就好,這樣就好咯, 這樣叫做 brotherly love, 不是 two for two, eye for eye. This is God's love, man. The Bible is good stuff, right, Moses? 你再睇下《使徒行傳》Act Chapter 22, you see what kind of advice they give it to Paul, verse 21. And they have been informed that you teach all the Jews who live among the Gentiles to turn away from Moses. That's not true. Telling them not to circumcise their children, that's not true. They tell you, say, you are Jew, you keep seven circumcised there. But circumcised is not good enough. You still have to have the faith of Jesus. You remember the Romans chapter 4? Write down Romans chapter 4. Being circumcised, you are Jews, is not good enough. You have to have the faith of Abraham in order to be become the descendant of Abraham. Don't call yourself Abraham because of circumcision. Call yourself Abraham descendant because you obey God's word. Or living according to our custom. Verse 22, what shall we do? They don't even know what to do. Then they give advice. They will certainly hear that you have come. So do what we tell you. And there are four men of us who has made a vow. Take this man, John, in their purification rite. Ask them to follow the Old Testament. Purification rite. In the book of Hebrew, we know that. Purification rite don't make you holy. Only Jesus can make you holy, right? On the one hand, they follow this purification rite. On the other hand, they follow Jesus. 一腳踏兩船啊, 這些人. Right? Because they don't read Paul's writing, okay? They don't know that Paul's writing is God's command, Jesus' command, verse 24. They take this man, they advise Paul to take this man, take four of them, join in their purification rite, and pay the expenses so that they can have their heads shaved. Then everyone will know there's no truth in this report about you. No. You don't do this, and then people know there's no truth. You know how Paul explained himself through the dirty books that he has written. You have to read his writing. Then you know all this accusation from the elders and from James are baloney, are wrong. And then go. And then he said, then everybody will know there's no truth in this report about you. But that you yourself are living in obedience to the law. Living in obedience to the law. No, you write that down. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. No one is righteous in God's sight by observing the law. No one. No one is purified. No one is holy in God's sight by observing the law, by obeying the law. They still believe in that. This is wrong. They don't know Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Christ is the end of the law. Christ is the end of the law. Don't follow this kind of stuff. Oh, what can I say, you know? And verse 25, as for the Gentile believer, and they're still telling Paul how to preach to the Gentile. You know how dare they are. If they are so good, they should be used by Jesus, you know, to write the Bible, right? Paul, you know what? He tell Paul how to do it to the Gentile. As for the Gentile believer, we have written to them our decision that they should abstain from food sacrificed to idol and from blood and from meat of strangled animal and from sexual immorality. Paul did that in all his writing. And then 26, you know what? Paul submit because he want to win the weak. They are weak. The next day, Paul took the man and purify himself along with them. I want you to write it down. Paul served the Lord with great humility and with tears. I want you to write it down. 9:19, 1 Corinthians. To the weak, he become the weak. To those who are under the law, he live under the law. As if he's not living under Christ's law. So as to share the blessing that Paul received. You know what? If he don't obey, then they'd be so upset. They are so easy to be upset. You understand what? You know, nothing you can do. Then Paul went on to the temple to give notice of the day when the day of purification would end and the offering would be made for each of them. And then verse 27, what the Bible say? When the seventh day were nearly over,
nearly over, not yet purified, right? And Jesus Christ don't even allow him to be purified in the temple. And Paul was taken up. All this advice are garbage and causing Paul to be locked up. You understand? You read it carefully with an open mind, you see that. Dr. Luke is good. He's humble. He paints a picture and let you see that, right? He's a good man. Bingo IKEA. How are you, Ada? When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul in the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized Paul, shouting, "Men of Israel, help us. This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against our people, against our law, and against this place." You know, all these unbelievers sounds like the believer too, of the elder, right? The elder say the same thing, right? So, 一個人一腳踏兩船講嘅嘢，都好似一個唔信主嘅人講嘅嘢，唔好一腳踏兩船， okay? And besides, he has brought Greek into the temple area and defiled this holy place. Listen carefully what Dr. Luke said. Parenthesis, verse 29. They have previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, the Gentile, in the city of Jerusalem with Paul, and they assume, they didn't see Trophimus in the holy temple area. They just see Trophimus with Paul in the city of Jerusalem. And then they assume Paul, they assume that Paul has brought Trophimus into the temple area. A lot of people, they accuse people, they assume assumption, they don't read the Bible and give Paul advice. And I read that and say, John, you got to humble, just like that, just like Paul. All these people are like that. This is the fact of life. You can't change them until the millennium kingdom. By that time, they all understand God's word. But in the meantime, you serve God with great humility. You serve God with tears. Because a lot of people are ignorant. You remember what Paul saying? 14:38, 1 Corinthians. If anyone ignore me, let him be ignored. If anyone being ignorant, let him be ignorant. Okay? 1 Corinthians 14:38. Not every people understand that Paul writing is God's command, is Jesus' command. If you don't understand, 中文翻译得冇咁严重啊，佢唔知，不知道啫， ignorant 啦， let him be ignorant. 英文 NIV 翻译好严重啊， if he ignore Paul teaching, he himself will be ignored by Jesus. Then you write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. If you reject Paul teaching is not a man teaching. Paul teaching is God teaching. You ignore Paul teaching, you ignore God. God is the one who gives you the Holy Spirit. You write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. 你棄住 Paul 嘅 teaching， 你唔係棄住人啊， 你棄住賜聖靈俾你嘅神啊， 這個很嚴重啊， 這個會使到落地獄的。 其實當一個人 這麼有wisdom， 這麼充滿神的話語， 所以時時都被人 misunderstood。 你試一下， 你講世界的東西， 個個understand你的， 很容易明白， 你講東西， 我都知道我見到， 你講的東西， 他沒見過， 他不知道你講什麼。 所以你講很久， 你要忍耐， 要有 humility， 還有流淚， 為他祈禱。 慢慢他就明白，他說，now I understand. That's good. This is how we preach the gospel. I follow that guy. You know, 他 submit 在前頭那兩個， right? Verse 4, chapter 21, verse 4 and verse 12. They give them advice, their follower, and he ignored, right? He keep going to Jerusalem. But when he go to Jerusalem, he listened to the advice of the elder, right? 他不是擺來擺去啊, 他要救你的人啊, right? 那有什麼辦法啊? 那什麼時候是這樣呢? Only he knows and only Jesus knows. So let God's will be done, right? 不要criticize他啊, he's a godly man, right? Everybody say? Okay, keep going. Verse 21. Chapter 21, verse 30. The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gate was shut. While they were trying to kill him, Neil reached the commander. You see, when they were trying to kill him, and then Neil reached the commander of the Roman troops, you think it's by accident? God protecting his servant Paul. Because now is not the time to die. Because his job hasn't finished yet. And that the whole city of Jerusalem was in uproar. The commander, 千夫长知道, the commander knows about that. And then, you know, the Bible says, he at once took some officer and soldier and ran down to the crowd. 感謝神,他不是肥佬啊, if he's a fat man, he will be in deep trouble. He's going to rock like that, you know what I mean? By the time you get there, Paul will beat to death already. Okay, I'm probably he's a skinny guy like me, you know? When the rioter saw the commander and his soldier, they stopped beating Paul. In other words, Paul has already been what? Beaten. But now they stopped beating Paul. Verse 33, the commander came up and arrested him, ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he has done. How come you being accused like that? How come there's an uproar? How come there's people trying to kill you and beat you up? Some in the crowd shouting one thing, some in the crowd shouting another thing. And since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barrack. Paul be taken into the barrack, what does it mean? That means he is in a good environment, protection. They cannot touch him. Barrack is the building housing the soldier. You want to kill Paul, you got to get into the soldier. You can't kill Paul, you understand? God allowed this happen. Put what the commander should do in the mind of the commander so that the commander protect God's servant. That he didn't even know he's doing God's work, okay? And then when Paul reached the step, the violence of the mob was so great that he has to be carried by the soldier. The crowd that followed kept shouting, away with him, they want to kill him, right? As the soldier was about to take Paul into the barrack, okay, if Paul tried to save his own life, he just went into the barrack and take a bath and say, wow, you know, praise God, you know, I spare my, you know, Jesus Christ spared my life. He didn't do that. You know, you see how much he loved his own people? He asked the commander, may I say something to you in Greek? And then say, do you speak Greek? He replied, aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and let 4,000 terrorists into the desert some time ago? And even the commander misunderstood who he is. This guy, whether the believer or non-believer, they all misunderstood who Paul is, what he has done. And Paul answered, I'm a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please let me speak to the people. You know what? If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you say, I'm not going to save them. I'm not going to speak to them. He said, let me speak to my people. You read that Acts chapter 22. He's not trying to defend himself. He shared the gospel. He's telling all his people, it's the Jewish people that he loved, how his life was changed. He said, I was like you. Now I'm changed. I follow Jesus. Is he a good man? He make use of this opportunity. So many people want to kill him. They want to kill him, and he want to save them. Is he a God servant? If he is not filled with the Holy Spirit, he won't do that. Give me a break. Should he go to Jerusalem? Yes, he should. When he go to Jerusalem, the elder James or the elder, don't give him a platform. Don't let him preach to the Jewish people and yet ask him to do purification right. How sad. The good preacher like that, let him preach. And yet, Paul said that this is the good opportunity. And he preached to them. And then Acts chapter 22, we see how he preached to them. He is good man. He's not trying to defend himself. He said, I'm not sinning against God. I'm not sinning against the Roman law. He's not afraid. He's just like a lion, right? And he grabbed hold of this opportunity to share the gospel to the Jewish people. Tell them, I was like you before, but now my life has changed. And yet they refuse to listen. Okay? And then you interpret, and then we take the Holy Communion. So I only do that. Chapter 21, okay? Mm-hmm.
好似呢度牧師講到喺《使徒行傳》第21:27一路直落去嗰度，咁佢講到保羅佢都冇為自己申辯，佢仍然嚟到去想向呢一班嘅猶太人嚟到去傳福音，好似呢一班嘅長老，好似雅各同埋一班嘅長老，佢都冇機會俾保羅嚟到去傳福音，佢反而要勸戒保羅嚟到行呢個潔淨之禮。反而呢他去到這個的被捆鎖的時候，他就要求這個的千夫長他可以有機會來到向這一班人，這個的猶太人來到傳福音，他沒有特別為自己來到去申辯，他反而希望有機會讓他自己這個的福音來到傳給他自己猶太人，這個就是保羅的心願。牧師問到保羅應不應該去耶路撒冷呢？保羅應該是去耶路撒冷。
如果那班长老是知道听了主耶稣的道已经得了洁净，还使乜要行洁净之礼啦？保罗啊，你将神的说话话俾我听啦，等我洁净啦。Am I right? Our heavenly Father, have mercy on us. We are so foolish. We answer, we give advice before listening to you in detail, and most of the time, the advice that we give cause people to get into trouble.And just like they caused Paul to be locked up. Lord, I pray that you have mercy on each and every one of us. We are all foolish, just like the book of Proverbs. We are foolish, we don't know you that much, and we think we know, and we give advice. And I pray that you help us not to do that. And help us to listen carefully first, and understand what the other people's mind is, And then when we serve you with great humility. That's exactly what the Micah, the prophet, in chapter 6, verse 8 is saying. What the Lord requires each and every one of his servants is to love mercy, to act righteously, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how you require of us. And I see that is in the life of Paul. And this apostle... when he has the opportunity to get into the barrack, he should rest because people try to beat him. Oh, he has already beaten up. It's so painful already. Yet, as if he hasn't been beaten, and yet he grabbed hold of this opportunity when he stands at the step, using as a platform, as a podium, and to preach to his own people whom he loved. He loved them, that means he loves you. That's exactly what Jesus said to Peter. You love my sheep, you feed them. You take care of them. If you take care of them, you love Jesus. And Paul did it. And help us. Every servant of you, help us to do the same. To follow, to take a look of what they have done. Those people who are not willing to carry the cross are the ones controlled by the sinful nature of their own flesh. Those who are willing to carry the cross and succeed in doing so are the ones who fill with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us. Every Wednesday when we come to you, gathering together in your name, we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So that whenever we open our mouth to give advice, that has to be the advice of Jesus. Whenever we do, is what Jesus wants us to do. And also help us. Just like what Paul say in Ephesians chapter 5, live as wise men, not live as a foolish man. Take hold of every opportunity and share the gospel. That's exactly what he do. You know this guy? That's why he's saying in chapter 4, verse 17, 1 Corinthians, his preaching is exactly matching his way of life in every church. Doesn't matter in 1 Corinthians, in Corinth church, that doesn't mean in Ephesus, doesn't matter whether in Thessalonica, doesn't matter whether it's in front of the elder, in front of everyone, he still do the same. Help us to be consistent. And that's exactly what he teach Timothy. Watch your life. And then watch your doctrine, watch your teaching. Persistent in doing so. By doing so, you can save yourself and save those who hear you. And help us. Open our eye, we can see the righteous Jesus Christ. Open our ear, we can hear his voice. Open our heart, that we can understand what we hear. And open our hand, that we can serve you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So prepare our heart to partake the Holy Communion.